This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our extended study of Bible teaching on the great topic of human suffering. Just as we have talked about the benefits of suffering, and we've talked about how to get ready for it, how to prepare for it, so now I want to talk with you for a little while about what the Bible teaches as to how to actually endure suffering with patience. I'm keenly aware of how much easier it is for me to tell somebody how to patiently endure suffering than it is to actually show him how to do it. Any mere human being will feel inadequate in such matters so far as his own wisdom and character concerned, and I certainly do so. And yet I do not come to you today in the matter of giving you my wisdom or of my experience, but I come to you in the light of the fact that God himself has given his word, the Bible, to man, and that it is to that book which Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, furnishes man completely unto every good work. It is to that book to which I direct your attention, and not to my wisdom or to my character or to the wisdom or character of any other mere human being. Much of what needs to be said as to what will help one to patiently endure suffering, which has already come, has already been said in previous studies. And yet some of these points need to be emphasized, because I realize that many of you who are listening are no doubt right at this very moment involved in some great problem. It may be that you're very ill. It may be that there's some problem you simply do not know what to do about. It may be you have a son or a daughter who isn't living as they ought, and it's a matter of great problem to you. And on we could go with the various kinds of problems which human beings face. And so even though we have dealt with some of these matters, I want to try to pinpoint them for you by reading a number of passages of scriptures and pointing to you to certain things from the Bible that you can read over and over for yourself, which will be greatly helpful to you. Let's consider some of the attitudes and practices which help the person who's in some problem, who is suffering in some way, to patiently endure it in the way God would have him to do it. First of all, I suggest that each one of us should fill his mind with passages of comfort from the Bible. There is no, in fact, there cannot be any sort of substitute for a daily prayerful, devout study of God's Word, the Bible. One should seek to study all of the Bible. And yet during times of severe suffering, there are passages which are of special value. And here are some of them. Now, I'm not going to be reading the entire passage, but I shall read at times just a part of it. But I do want to urge you to take your own Bible and read all of it, not only once, but several times. I'll not be able to get into it very much today, but we'll continue this tomorrow. First of all, I call your attention to that well-known passage, the 23rd Psalm. Note the statement, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Again, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus." Again, we find in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon him, for he careth for you." And then in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them." Again, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." Psalms chapter 9, verse 9.